Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning. This is Jasmine, returning your missed call for Home Care Services. How can I assist you this morning?
Which company do you work for?
This is Family First Care.
I guess I was wondering how much do you pay your caregivers?
How many hours does the patient have, and what county does the patient reside in? Because it's by county.
That's Delaware County, and she gets 70 hours.
70 hours, and you said what county, ma'am?
Delaware County.
Delaware County. Let me check the rates. How many caregivers are there? Because we pay overtime, time and a half after 40 hours. No.
Just the one.
One worker, one second. Let me check. Let me check the county rates for you, one second.
Thanks.
So that's 36 hours of overtime, or 76 or 70 hours a week?
70 hours a week, 30 hours overtime.
So 30 hours. Are you getting overtime right now?
Yeah.
One second. I can do close to 14. I have to wait for approval, though.
Okay, I guess we get approval. How often do you get paid?
Every Friday, honey.
Every
And I
Friday?
could, and I could submit the referral today to get you know, on board, get you started.
I am already with a company, so we should be able to like jump from one to the other without missing a day, right?
Well, what we do is we submit the referral. I transfer you over to a coordinator that can send you the hiring application so you could get that out the way while we get a hold of the service coordinator. Because the service coordinator from the insurance has to approve the changes. Once they approve the
Okay.
changes and you on payroll, it's fast. It happens right away, but we want to get you ready.
And when you say close to 14, how much is it? So
I'm going to try to match you. What are you making right now?
this is the thing, right? I was with a company already. I had a different client where I was working 56 hours a week. I was making $15.50 with her, and now I got this. One of my best friends, she signed up, and I went through the company I'm working for. They got her signed up, and they want me to sign a rate change sheet for $13 an hour, and I don't understand.
Because you went up. So you went from 56 hours to 70. So that means that
But
you're going to get.
56 is a lot too, right?
Yeah, I know, but 70 is more. 70 hours is more. So that means that you're making 30 hours worth of overtime. So your rate has to drop. Because if not, the agencies are losing out. Because what happens is that the state reimburses by county. So every
Right.
county has a different rate. So if you get lucky and you get an agency that's willing to pay overtime, then if you go over anything over 40, they have to reduce the rate in order to accommodate your overtime. Because then you're going to go right now, let's say I offer you 14. Let's say I offer you 14. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You're going to go up to 20 something dollars an hour for the remaining 30 hours.
Yeah, so we're, like where I'm confused, 56 hours is a lot of hours. So for me, when they try to drop it to 13, I'm like, I guess I'm just going to call around because I
Right.
don't understand. I'm doing the same kind of duties, if not more duties now.
Oh, you're going to be doing, right. You're doing more, but you're going to
Yeah.
get paid at a higher rate.
But
That's the
I'm not.
difference.
So 13 compared to 15.50, I'm going to probably
No,
take like
listen
two,
to me.
$300 loss a week. I'm probably going to make the same amount I made doing 56 hours a week.
It kind of, yeah, kind of roughly, kind of roughly. Even though you're
Yeah.
never going to make the same because you're still going to get more hours worth of overtime.
It's
It's still
probably going to
coming
be the
off.
same exact check. It'll probably be the same exact check as I was getting for 56 hours.
But it's a little bit more, yeah.
You
And
got
then
to
you get
send him.
paid once a week.
I get paid once a week now.
Yep.
I guess if you find out how much you're willing to pay and just let me know.
I can do up to the 14.
You can do $14 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm gonna call and see, wait for this other company. I left a message for another company and see what they say. Is this your direct number to call back?
Let me give you my direct number. And what's your name?
My name's Vicky Italiano.
How do you spell that, Miss Vicky? Everyone spells it differently.
Italian with an O on the end. Vicky's V-I-K-K-I-I.
I like that. Italian with an O on the end. Well, that stops you from having to repeat yourself so many times. That's a good one.
And then Vicky's V-I-K-K-I-I.
And that's why I asked, because everybody spells
it
differently.
Yeah, that's, I thought so about, that's what I thought about it after I said the Italiano. Yeah. I'm like, she means the Vicky.
Yeah. All right, Vicky. I'm going to give you my number. You're going to call me. I'm also going to get a hold, because I just sent a referral up to the boss to see how much we can offer you. Plus, I want to do like a sign-on bonus for you as well. So my number
is
267. They're $300. But you're not buying this to the agency. 3 months? And you're not buying it. That means that once you get your money, you know, you're not buying it. Some agency binds it. Yeah. 267-551-7410.
74. And what was your name?
Jasmine.
Okay. And what home care are you?
This is Family First Care. You must have heard us on the radio. We're right now, we're the highest.
Yeah. All right. That's what I did call. Okay. Yep. All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Jasmine.
Absolutely. Call me when you need me. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye. You too.